So everybody, turn with me to Matthew 25. Now, I'm going to do the entire chapter, but I'm not going to read the entire verses. But it's from verse 1 to 46, and I'm going to break it out into sections. So, and the title of the sermon is going to be Kingdom Assignments. Kingdom Assignments. Now, guess what? We all know that we are all Christians, right? And you hear the word missionary. When you hear the word missionary, what does it come into mind? There's a lot of things. We'll get there. But here in Matthew 25, 1 through 46, this is a passage that talks about the end time. And guess what? How many believe that we're really living in the end times? Amen? Yeah, we're there. We're there. If we're not there, we're really close, right? There's a lot of prophecies happening. There's a lot of things happening. So guess what? There's work to be done. We have assignment. Each one as a Christian, you have an assignment to be done. So Matthew 25, I'm going to have an outline like this. From verses 1 through 13, it's going to be the preparation is necessary for the kingdom of God. Verses 1 through 13, preparation is necessary for the kingdom of God. Verses 14 through 30, faithfulness is the key to enter into the kingdom of God. Not your own faithfulness, but God's faithfulness. Faithfully serving. Faithfulness is the key to enter into the kingdom of God. Verses 35 through 46, that's the reward of serving faithfully in the kingdom, in God's kingdom. Now, we all know the prayer says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So guess what? God's kingdom is already here. We're in transition. We are in transition. But guess what? It's already here, so we got work to do. There is work to do. So our focus, scripture focus verse would be, Matthew 25, 35 through 46. And that's the reward of faithfully serving God. So when you hear the word, who is a missionary? What comes into mind? Someone out there in the field, right? Where there is no bathrooms. They have to fight mosquitoes. You have to get a lot of shots to get there. You have to be an evangelist. You have to be selfless. You have to be out there. You know, you don't care about anything else. Whenever God says go, you just go. You don't even think about it. Because guess what? You care about somebody else than yourself. And guess what? That's agape love if you haven't figured that out right now. So guess what? It doesn't matter about who you are right now. When God says go, you go. Guess what? When you hear that word missionary, the root word in the word missionary is what? Mission. Did you hear that? Mission. So guess what? We have a mission. Every Christian is a missionary. There's no such thing that God did not call me to be a missionary. Then we have a problem with your salvation. There is a big time problem when you say that I don't think God called me to be a missionary. Uh-oh, we have a real big time problem. Because guess what? Every Christian, everyone who has been called by God, everyone who has been bought by the blood of Christ is a missionary. Because guess what? Mission is the root word of doing something. You have to be doing something. You cannot be sitting down. So in the kingdom of God, there's work that needs to be done. Amen? Amen. So guess what? Let's go back here to verses 1 through 13. In verses 1 through 13, we have five virgins. Right? I mean 10 virgins. Five were foolish and five were wise. What made them, the other ones foolish? What made the other one wise? Two things. Well, let's back up. They were both virgins. Watch that word. They both had lamps. They both thought, one of them thought that they had oil. But it wasn't enough. Now, let's try to exegete this. Lamp represents the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not. Let's fall back. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto what? My path. So guess what? They both had the word. Now, watch this word. Oil represent the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now guess what? The other ones were faking it, and the other ones were real. Now, when you're in the service of the Lord, you cannot fake it. Because guess what? You either have it or you don't. And guess what? With the kingdom of God, we have a lot of people who are just faking it to get by because they think they got fire insurance. When you realize you don't have none when that house is burning down. We've made salvation a fire insurance thing. So guess what? From verses 1 through 13, you have those two that they thought, both of them fell asleep. But guess what? When you're on a journey, sometimes you get tired, but your focus is still there. When you're doing the work of the kingdom, sometimes it might seem like it's too hard. It's getting to be too much. But guess what? Even in the tiredness, you don't lose focus because you are prepared. That's why preparation is needed in God's kingdom. There's no such thing as I'm a Christian and I'm sitting down. Now, some of you might get mad at me with this, but guess what? If you're saved, there's work to do. We come to church to give thanks and to glorify God. But when we get out of these doors, guess what happens? There's work to do. God has given us a platform everywhere we are. Whether it's your job, whether it's your neighborhood, whether it's your house, whether it's your home, wherever you are, or even on the streets, there is work to do because San Antonio is a mission field. For real, San Antonio is a mission field. When you walk out those doors, you go see somebody walking down the streets. They need something. Or someone will walk out these doors and say, you know what? I haven't eaten anything. You're going to just send them out the door, be blessed, and feel warm? We got to do something. We cannot simply sit down on what God has blessed us with and thinking we're all right. There's a problem right there. Because as a Christian, you're supposed to be representing. You're supposed to be ready. You're supposed to be focused. So that's 1 through 13. They thought they were faking it, but at the end, they got caught. And then when they went out, they're trying to get the cheap stuff. And guess what happened? First of all, they were trying to get the other ones. Can you give us some oil? Probably they were good looking too. And the other ones might have been like, man, we ain't got that looks like that. We got to be ready. I just threw it out there. But guess what? The other ones were like, you on your own. You go buy some on your own. We good. But by the moment they got out, guess what? The bridegroom came. And it was too late. Too late. So you cannot be faking it in the kingdom of God. Now let's go to verses 14 through 30. And you know what? In your free time, just read it. I'm going to focus on the other ones down the road. But in your free time, these are parables about the kingdom of God, how the kingdom of God is likened. So faithfulness is the key. Now we said the first one was what, you know, preparation is necessary, right? They were not prepared. Now look at this one here. The key to this one is faithfulness is the key to enter into the kingdom of God. Faithfulness. Here we're talking about is the talent. Talent in this case is expensive. Everyone had a talent. Some he gave 5, the other one he gave 2, and the other one he gave 1. The one he gave 5, they went out and multiplied what? 5 more, right? The other one they gave 2, he gave 2, went and multiplied what? 2 more. Now watch this other knucklehead. Gave him 1, and they say, you know what? Nah. And you know what? Procrastination is a bad thing. He said, I don't want to take this and sow where my master is not even, you know, he hasn't told me to, you know, to sow and all this other stuff. So he procrastinated. He decided to say, you know what? I'm going to hide it. Some of you here have talents. You're just hiding them. For real. I'm just going to say it. We got talents. God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. But guess what? Some of us at work, we're busy working, and others are just looking around, just looking at us like we're crazy. And you're just bearing your talent. The talent God has given you, he has given it to you to multiply. And you know what he told this guy? Watch what he said to this guy. So I'm in Matthew 25. Look what he said to this guy. He told him in verses 29. Now let's back up. Just back up. I lost my spot, but I'll be there. 24. He says, then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I said, I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. He just gave it back. No, he told you to multiply it. So there was disobedience anyways in the first place. He wasn't obedient. He told him to go multiply. So he said, you know what? I ain't going to do it. I'm going to put matters in my own hand. And guess what? I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to go by my thinking. I'm going to do what I want to do, not what he says do. And some of us, we're like that. We don't want to do what God says do. Guess what? Pastor is over here preaching about working. And you always look at him like he's crazy. We're here on Wednesdays. This is a shame. You know what? I don't believe God's going to come back on Wednesday. It looks good on Sunday morning. But what about Wednesday? There's work to do on Wednesday. Children need to be taught. We need to be praying for one another. There's work needs to be done on Wednesday. It's not just simply on Sunday morning where we look good. There's work that needs to be done. Look what this guy did. Look what he told me. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and all my coming, I would have received my own with interest. But look what he told him. But his Lord answered and said to him, verse 26, you wicked and lazy servant. You know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So guess what? We know that we're supposed to be going out. We know what we're supposed to, what we're supposed to be doing. But we decide not to do it. We procrastinate. We give excuse. We find out what we need to do, when it's convenient for us. No, it doesn't work that way. So guess what? He was not faithful. Faithfulness is key. You have to stay faithful to receive the crown of life. You have to stay faithful. It might seem like it's getting too hard. It might seem like it's getting to be too much. But guess what? He paid it all. All to him we owe. Whatever we have, whether it's your house, whether it's your car, whatever you have is for the glory of God. God doesn't bless you with a talent, with whatever you have, with the riches that you have, to hold on to it. It's not for you to look good. It's not for us to look good. Every Christian should have a mindset of helping somebody else. We have a mission. We have a kingdom assignment. We should be helping to bring up somebody, not to make ourselves look good. We are so blessed as Christians in this nation. But guess what? There's somebody who's not blessed in this nation. There's somebody who's not blessed outside the walls of this door. There's somebody who's not blessed even in here in our midst. So guess what? It's our job to collectively work together to make sure that that person is not left behind. And that's what we are called to do as Christians. If we are say we are Christians, we have the Christ mindset. Christ came, he was focused. Number one, he did not do his will. He was God, but he did the will of the Father. He said, I've come that I may do my Father's business. I'm about my Father's business. Therefore, guess what? We have to be about our Father's what? Business. So guess what? Faithfulness is key. We have to be focused on our given God-given assignment. Let us not be like the other one who did not please the master. Let's not just be faking it all the time. Christians, I don't even know what to say. Christian nowadays, we are stenching God's, in God's nostrils. All we're preaching about is money. It's good to have money. It's good to be blessed because, you're not going to the shop and just show up with nothing. You have to buy something. But you know what? So long as you have food, clothing, roof over your head, guess what? You are blessed. Because guess what? Somebody doesn't have food to eat. Somebody doesn't have any clothes. Some people walk around, you see, man, that man has been wearing the same clothes for about 2 months on the street, begging for change. And guess what? Everybody you see out there is not panhandling. We have a testimony in here at Agape. I wish he was here this morning. He was out on the street, strung out. But guess what? God elevated him. And when God elevated him, guess what happened? He's elevating somebody else. So guess what? There's work to be done. So we have to stay faithful. Third, the reward of serving faithfully. Now, all of us, let me just say it this way, our blessings. Praise God if God blesses you here on earth. It's good to be blessed. We are all blessed. We all look good this morning. We all have every spiritual gift that God has given us. We all have everything that we need in our houses. Our garages are so full we cannot even park in them. In our closets, we have to figure out what to wear. Somebody cannot even figure that out. Some people don't even have shoes to wear. We are blessed. I'm just trying to show you how blessed we are. I was blessed to be here because we took in as a family somebody from the streets. Now, some of you might know who I'm talking about. He's gone on to be with the Lord, Gerald. The reason why I'm here is because of him. But guess what? If we had looked at him and said, you know what? He didn't have none. He looked like, man, are we sure we're taking this guy in? But guess what? We didn't blink. We say he needed help. And our home was a home like that. We just taking everybody, every stranger we take in. If you want to come in, you come on in. That's how it was. We didn't have much. We have to work for our living. We had to. I ended up becoming a farmer. Now, you don't believe that. I took care of goats, sheep. I'd take care of some food. I had to go there with a hoe, with a machete, with everything, and dig for some food. I know how to plant some food. Don't let this stuff fool you. I've tried to survive in this world. I've tried everything. Farming was one of them. And I said, well, this is hard, but I had to do it. Because there was no time to be playing around. But guess what? Jared comes in. He was a part of us. What we ate, he ate. What we had in that house was his too. We didn't care because we knew he needed help. But guess what? If we had said, no, we don't need him, guess what? I would have missed out on my blessing. I would not be here standing in front of you preaching the word of God or glorifying, worshiping God with you. Because guess what? I got blessed for taking in a stranger. Sometimes we feel like, we don't know. But guess what? Yes, you have to use wisdom. I understand that. But guess what? You serve a God. Let me back up. If you know you serve an almighty God, the God that's above everything, that owns it all, that gave you the life that you have right now, that should not even be a worry about. Because someone is going to show up at your doorstep or in this church needing help, and they will come straight to you. And it will be a test. And it will be a test. Either you pass it or you fail it. Now, that will be a test of real Christianity. What you going to do? You going to send them away or you going to help them? Because guess what? You never know what you're doing. Look at Fred. There's a lot of stuff on that table over there for each and every one here. You just pick and choose what you want to do. Yeah, there's a mission down there on the table. I'm excited to see a lot of big land over there on the table. I'm so excited about it. When service is over, when everybody's lining up to see what they can be able to take out of there. It's a good thing, right? It's a blessing. So guess what? It blesses us to serve faithfully. Guess what? We have everlasting inheritance. Now, there's everlasting life, but that's part of everlasting inheritance. Guess what? You rule in a kingdom. Let's look at verses 35 through 40. Let's read that. Verses 35 through 46. Matthew 26. Verses 35 through 46, and which we're saying is the reward of serving faithfully in God's kingdom. So here we go, 35. He says, let me start with 34. Then the king will say to those, no, let me start with 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, in all his holy angels with him, Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations, you talk about all life matters, here it is, will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another. As a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Remember, they are animals, but they are two distinctive animals. A sheep can never become a goat, and a goat can never become a sheep. Remember that. They are animals, but they are two different animals. Goats like to be playing around. I used to raise them. Them things are so hard to raise. You're telling them to do something else? They go do something else. Now watch about the sheep. Sheep, you think they're gentle and meek? Keep playing around with them, they're going to knock you out. I remember that when I was little. Playing around with a sheep. Man, that sheep charged, came back, knocked me out. I said, ooh. And then I'm trying to beat it up. He said, okay, yeah, I'm going to knock you out again. So guess what? As sheep, you have to remember that. When Satan comes around, fool around like that, knock him out. Don't fool around with him. When someone is coming around bringing junk to you, tell him, I do not need that. You've been playing with me for so long. Get out of my way. Knock them out. With the word of God and prayer. Don't be killing them now. So guess what? There's sheep and there's goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God is already preparing a kingdom for each and every one of you. Man, that's amazing. God is already preparing. He's already prepared a kingdom for each and everyone in this place. John 14, what does it say? In my father's house, right? Are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. So guess what? When you're a true servant and a true Christian before God, God has already prepared a place, a kingdom for you. And he will say, for I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me in. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did he see you a stranger and take you in, and naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Then the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it for me. So there's evidence there too. Oh yeah, there's not going to be amnesia in heaven. Because it said the least of these, so there's evidence. Guess what? Sometimes you might do something not being aware of what you're doing. You're touching somebody's life. You're not even thinking about it. And that's where the blessings comes in. Because you're walking around, you don't even know it. And sometimes it comes around and says, no, you never know how much you bless me. Guess what? God is working because you're doing it for the Lord. You're not doing it for accolades or to be seen or to be in the front. Guess what? You're doing it for the Lord. And that's what matters, doing it for God. Because we don't matter at all right now. Our lives is not here on earth. We are citizens of heaven. We are just going through right now here on earth. Our mindset has to switch, has to turn. All these other shows that we're watching, gotta go. Because we entertain demons unaware. Seriously. Because what you watch, that's how you behave. That's how you think. Because you start behaving like the world. We're listening to the world. We're thinking the world is going crazy. No, the world is not going crazy. It's prophecy. It's prophecy. Guess what? But we have the light. We have the lamp. We have the oil. We have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have to act like it. We cannot act like we have been defeated. Everywhere we go, we look like we have been defeated. No! I don't care who's in front of me. I don't care if I'm killed for the sake of Christ. I don't care. Because guess what? I'm sold out. I'm sold out to God. And each and every one here has to be sold out to God. Everywhere you go, people should now wonder who you are, because the book is being written about you. The question is, are they reading it right? It's not about us, it's about him. So guess what? These are the everlasting inheritance that you get for serving God faithfully. You rule in a kingdom that is not made by human hands, was made from the beginning of the earth, from the beginning of time. And guess what? When you go in that kingdom, everything is set. Guess what? There will be no more sickness. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more death. You don't have to deal with the troubles here on this world. Guess what? Everything has been set. You have joy unspeakable. God is worth nothing. I have to step on it. I have to walk all over it. Guess what? You think your God is worth something over here? Oh, he's not worth anything over there. They just made out of a street. Mansions that are being prepared and built by God. Not you. God knows what you need. He knows where you are. He knows your address. Because sometimes we'll be playing around. Christians, saints of God, it's time to stop faking it. We need to stop playing around and fooling around. There is work to do. There is work to be done here at Agape Christian Church. The table has a lot of work to be done. There's no time for procrastination. There's no time to be looking around and just thinking that, you know, you have everything you got made. So long as you come on church on Sunday morning, I'm good. No, it doesn't work that way. Because guess what? What if the Lord doesn't come back on Sunday morning? Where is he going to find you? Where are you going to be at? Are you going to be a good witness for the Lord? Or are you going to be a bad witness for the Lord in strange places doing strange stuff? Now, you can be in some strange places, but you have to be the light. Me and Troy, we play for HEB. I tell Troy, I'm going to be witnessing. Ned knows that. The job for me is just not, because they're not coming to church. They're not. They've given up church. They're like, you're a bunch of hypocrites. So guess what? I said, I'm going to go out there. And guess what? When I'm walking around and talking to them, they'll be wondering, what you doing over here? I'm here for you. Read your Bible. John the Baptist hanged around people who were outcasts of society. He hanged around prostitutes. You read about John. Seriously. People who were out there. And Jesus said, you know what? Now the Son of Man come drinking, you know, eating and drinking. You call him a glutton and a wine bibber. Oh, there's that word wine bibber. So he hanged around some people who were drinking. Oh. I won't go over there because they're drinking too much over there. Yeah, take the Bible and slap it over there on the floor and say, you know what? I need you to stop your drinking right now. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the people that dwell therein. That's what it's all about. This is God's world. It's not your world. He created it for your enjoyment, for your good. And for you to do the work of the ministry. Quit playing around. And quit being scared. There's work to do. So guess what? Again, verses 1 through 13, it says, preparation is necessary for the kingdom of God. Faithfulness is the key to enter into the kingdom of God. And serving faithfully. It doesn't matter who's watching and who's not watching. I don't care. You just serve the Lord until he comes. Because when he comes, you are going to be blessed. Amen? Amen. God bless you.